So what's up, everybody, man? Hey, I want to correct myself. Me and Jordan did a part one on the domestic violence in the black community. It's part two tonight that we're gonna do. Hey, I came out and said that the shooting and all that was did on Facebook Live was in Lowndes County, Georgia. It wasn't Lowndes County, Georgia, it was Lowndes County, Mississippi. So that's my correction. It wasn't in Georgia, it happened in Mississippi. What's going on with your cabin, man?
Say Mississippi one more time.
Man, forget you, man. What's going on with you, man? Hey, how was your trip, son?
It was good. It was beautiful, man. I got some of that spiritual. You know what I mean? Like, I'm telling you now, if you don't believe in God, please, I'm telling you, he's real.
Yeah. All the time. I said all the time, bro.
Yes, he is.
Yeah, so man, what you been up to, bro?
Nothing for real, just working, man, you know. Tired as hell, falling asleep on each podcast, you know.
Hey, man. I'm calling your ass sleeping.
Boy, this ain't a question. You're going to get a...
Well, you wild, man. You wild, boy. But how you feel, man, that Trump is running for president again?
Oh, you must don't know what's going on.
Go ahead.
Trump ain't gonna be able to be president.
What?
He just got charged with 30 different things.
Oh man, hey, I was waiting for what's going on in the news. That's what's going on though. But I would have really, man. I was like the other day because they was talking about Trump's gonna run for president again. It really would have been a slap on every African American that in the United States, man. Come on.
I'm gonna keep it a buck with you. If I would have voted, because I don't vote, and I know I'm gonna get a lot of slack for not voting or whatever the case may be, but I don't vote. I would have voted for Trump. Because let me explain.
Hey guys,
I don't like a lazy motherfucker. I don't like a lazy motherfucker. You feel me? Leave everybody should get off their ass and go work. Like, let me tell you something. I don't know. Do you not from Cincinnati? It's a place called the Fay. I don't know if you ever heard of it. It's a housing place. And it goes off your income. And it's filthy. Hood rats live there. It's just filthy and nasty. A motherfucker posted a Facebook post and said, "Don't y'all motherfuckers get tired of waking up in the Fay?" You know what these motherfuckers said? Hell nah, they go off my income.
He's stupid, bro. Hey, but it's a lot of people.
Hell like nah. I can take trips because they ain't reporting my income.
It's crazy, bro. It's crazy. Like,
when are y'all gonna get off y'all ass and do more? You teaching your kids to be a lazy son of a bitch.
Oh, Lord.
But you know when the government catch up with your ass, but hey.
You feel me? Like, so. I'm all for Team Republican because get your ass up and work because I work fucking hard. I work so motherfucking much, bitch, I fall asleep standing up.
We know. Hey, what's going on, Kiana?
Hey, how we doing, guys?
We're doing good, man. This is part two of domestic violence in our black community. But we're going to start off like we start off every show. We're going to start off with you and Kevin doing what's going on in social media.
Okay, let's get into it. So what's going on in social media? Have you guys been paying attention to Miss Angela White? Is that her last name?
I don't know.
Yeah.
Angela White, formerly known as Black China, she is a socialite, influencer, celebrity, that she was a stripper at King of Diamonds at one point, but she got really famous off of that and being like, you know, rap videos. She has a baby with Tyga, a baby with Robert Kardashian. But as she's been in the limelight for the past decade or so, Black China has had several procedures done. So I know that on one of the shows we did in the past, I talked about like the decline of the BBL. Like, it's on a down spiral. Like, a lot of people that got BBLs, like, years and years ago are starting to get them removed, like get their implants removed or face fillers removed, things like that. So I know that Kay Michelle was one of the first people to get like her butt shots taken out because they started to leak into her bloodstream and things of that nature, and it was just not safe for her. Blac Chyna has also followed suit, but she went a step further and got like all of her face fillers taken out, lip fillers taken out, whatever she had in her butt. I don't know if she had like a fat transfer or if she had like silicone in her butt. I'm not exactly sure, but she got that taken out. So now she is natural and she looks better than ever. And she has gotten like, she had some tattoos that were Satanist. She got those lasered off. So what it appears is that she is trying to, you know, turn her life around. So that's in the news. She looks better than ever. I've never seen her look so great. Like, she just looks happy. She's glowing. So we're going to pray for Blac Chyna and hope that she continues on that path to, you know, bettering herself.
Yeah.
Also, Big Daddy T, Trump, he got convicted on one of many federal cases. I think that happened today, didn't it?
Yep.
Yeah, that happened today. So, Trump, let me find out what the charges were. A grand jury votes to indict former President Donald Trump. So, a grand jury in New York has voted to indict the former President Donald Trump. This is the first time an American president in American history that a current or former president will face criminal charges. Trump was indicted on criminal charges for this role, for his role in organizing $130,000 hush money payment made to adult film actress Stormy Daniels ahead of the 2016 presidential election. So basically what they're saying is that when I took a look at the news, they broke it down to try to explain. They were like, okay, out of all the things that Trump has done, this is the one that stuck. This is the one that's going to get him. And they're like, you know, this is the first of many. He's still facing several other federal crimes in different states. But this was one that I guess there's laws in certain states where you're not supposed to put, like, politicians are not supposed to use political campaign money for certain things. So it could be mishandling the funds. And also, one of his other cases led to this case. So it moved this from a misdemeanor to a felony. So he's facing quite a few things. So that's the first case that he got indicted on. So people are kind of cheering. But did y'all know that there is nothing written in the Constitution or any law that states that you do not have to have a you cannot have a criminal record and run for president?
Didn't know that.
Yes, there's no law, because I think they would assume if you're going to run for the highest office in the land, you wouldn't even attempt to run if you have any type of felony. But I think that's something that they should review, because technically he's still trying to run for president, even though he's facing hella federal charges right now. Like, he is in and out the court right now, and he's still running for president for 2024.
Hey, free my man's Trump.
He's not even in jail.
He didn't do it.
And he did all that.
And you know what I'm saying? It's always some shorties to get you hemmed up, man. You gotta be-
But he also, you can't pay somebody hush money so that they don't ruin your campaign. That's illegal. But it says he's facing more than 30 charges related to business fraud. So they'll release those charges probably later in the month or something of that nature. So, yeah, that's pretty much what's going on in the news for me. What you got, Calvin?
I pretty much piggyback off your Trump shit. That's what I was talking about before you hopped on. You know, Megan Thee Stallion finance was outside today.
Outside, yes.
He was outside. It's great. Looking like a...
Boy, you stupid.
He was looking fantastic. It's nice God. To hear outside.
He was outside today, for sure. You know, I'm team woman empowerment. You feel me? So
yeah, hey, we got to give them. So they only got one more day.
Yeah.
Hey, listen, let us enjoy our month, dang. There was. Did you have another one, Calvin? Because there was another one I wanted to talk about.
Now go ahead.
The school shooting that happened in Nashville on Monday.
Mm.
Now. There were, in Nashville, Tennessee, there was a school that experienced a school shooting. A young lady went into the school with assault rifles, and she did end up killing three adults and three children. All the children were the age 9, and then the adults were from anywhere from like 61 to 69 or something of that nature. It's a very sad thing. And I think that the United States does not want to try to limit people's freedom because it's written in the Constitution. And the Constitution is just this holy grail that cannot be changed. It's just a bunch of loopholes and amendments and shit like that. But I do feel like this is something that should not be negotiable. At this point, every single school shooting that has occurred has been done with an assault rifle. I don't see a reason why a regular person on the street needs an assault rifle or a semi-automatic, or a semi-automatic or fully automatic handgun or whatever. It doesn't make any sense to me. Because, again, you can have it for sport, but most of the time people just keep them as collectives because I don't know who you... I don't know who's about to run up on you in broad daylight and you finna bring out your AR-15 or your AR-30 or whatever the fuck they call. I don't understand that. You're not finna pull that out. You're gonna pull your pistol out because that's probably what's on you at the time. You about to keep that at home. People only use those guns to go commit crimes or unless you're using them for hunting or for sport. But I don't see a reason for a regular citizen to own those guns. And at this point, I feel like every single violent, mass violent act that's happened has been carried out with those guns. So when does it stop? There's a very long list of school shootings in the United States. And they call them mass shootings when they're over, what, three people?
Mm-hmm.
Three casualties, if I'm not mistaken, or three wounded victims or whatever the case. So think about how many schools is on that list. You could keep scrolling. Like you have to scroll through the list. That's how many schools have experienced some type of shooting. People are scared to send their kids to school. I know I'm scared to send mine to school because you just don't know. Like, it's getting closer and closer to home. Nashville, Tennessee is not that far. It's like you can't protect your kids all the time. You expect to send them to school and the doors are locked. Like, I can't even get in the building at my son's school. I got to say hello to the camera on the intercom, tell them I'm bringing lunch or picking them up or whatever.
Listen, she shot through the door. She didn't just go in.
I know, but still, even then, she was able to shoot through the door and still get in. The lockdowns are cool, but lockdowns don't, it's kind of like a fucking tornado drill. Tornado drills were the most pointless thing I had ever seen in my life. Y'all want us to go into a hallway and put a book over my neck like the damn tornado is gonna, go through the middle of us and miss us because we got a book on our neck. The procedures for lockdowns are not bulletproof, literally. So with that being said, there literally is no safety precaution that a school could take against a shooter unless they do bulletproof windows, bulletproof doors, and they're not going to do that. They barely got a budget for books and shit for regular, like, inner city schools or regular schools in general, because this wasn't even a public school. This was like a Catholic school or some shit.
Mm-hmm. I did a survey. Guess what coaches do most shootings?
White folks. You don't never see no black folks going to no school and shoot kids that ain't got shit to do with shit. White people be, and people probably gonna hate me for saying this because I'm not racist whatsoever. I love people for who they are, no matter your skin tone, gender, whatever. But when you look at the statistics, it's like white people cannot control their anger. They get mad and have to take it out on everybody, people that have nothing to do with them. Like going into a church full of black folks and shooting them to death. Going into a supermarket and shooting people up because you were upset at whatever the fuck. It's sickening. And I'm waiting for people to like finally take responsibility and do something about it. You can't tell me that politicians aren't looking at this and feeling sad for their communities that they serve in. And people not putting enough pressure on that and on the politics in their communities. They don't care about stuff that you don't care about or you're not putting pressure on. They would much rather not deal with it because it puts pressure on them from you. It puts pressure on them from the other side of the aisle, depending on if they're Democratic or political, or whatever. So it's like, I get it. But at this point, there's so many things in this nation that need to be addressed that people are scared. Like, people are speaking up about it when it's trending or when a bunch of people are doing it at one time. But nobody stands on it for an entirety for change to actually happen. We have experienced so many school shootings. First, it was a Sandy Hook school shooting. That wasn't the first one. There were several before that. It just wasn't broadcasted. So that happened, and the whole world was distraught because there were a bunch of little kids that died. But then we've had hundreds of them after that. we're becoming third worldly at this point. I don't think people in Africa are going to shoot up schools. Hell, I don't think people in England is going to shoot up schools.
Yeah.
Most other countries got tighter restrictions on gun laws.
As they should. But here's our, in America, we're so spoiled, we just feel like we should be able to have any and everything. So anytime that the law tries to put any restriction on people's freedoms in America, we act out like fucking toddlers. They're trying to take something away from us when it's actually for the good of our communities.
No, don't say we.
I mean, I'm saying we as a people. Like, I'm saying we as citizens of these United States. Me, however, I don't give a damn. Take them off the street. People will find a way to get them anyway, whether they legal or illegal. But I do feel like it should be stricter consequence. People should not be able to own these fucking guns.
We ain't racist, but hey, the most people that complain about this is Caucasians.
Man, like, they have to just have their rights. And again, these are white folks that's also in the positions to change the law. So if they other counterparts that are against it are also white, their supporters are also white, it's like, no, we're not changing that because my people deserve their freedoms. It's in the Bill of Rights. It's blah, 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 the right to bear arms. That shit was created when people were actually defending their homes against invaders and shit like that.
But you know why they think they need them? Because they know they're full of shit.
They feel like they hide behind their guns.
Yeah, they still out here doing fuck shit. And now they, I kill you. But you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Hey,
your laws. Like, this is crazy.
Because when you think about a lot of these incidences that we have, it is kind of strange that, you know, that somebody could just walk into a school or be anywhere near a school with those type of guns. I think the question that needs to be answered is, why do people find a need or like rationale shooting up a school? Because a lot of the time we find out, okay, it was a kid, he had no friends, he got picked on, family problems, you know what I'm saying? Shit like that. It's the same old story every time. So, man, I believe if we pay more attention to like raising kids correctly and making sure that you're doing your part, just like we said, it take a village to raise a kid, bro. It takes help. You don't know everything, you know what I'm saying? And sometimes kids aren't comfortable with talking to their parents about certain things. Whatever the case may be, I think that it's a lack of parenting, just like with anything else that goes wrong in schools. And I kind of want to touch on this other topic. We got this girl broke this lady's leg in a school in Atlanta. And I don't know if we talked about it before. I think we did, but it's just ridiculous that you send your kids to school and it's not a safe place.
School hasn't been a safe place for so long. It's really crazy. And it's like, we're now the adults that be looking at the shit that we did as kids as dangerous now and stuff like that, because now we have adult minds. But when you think about it, like, Jordan, even when we went to school, our, like, obviously we wasn't fighting teachers, because I feel like we all grew up the same, was raised the same as far as where we came from, so we just fucking knew better. But as far as like fights happening all the time, or people like we know getting shot at and stuff like that, it's getting to a point where, like you said, parents have to be more hands-on. There's no such thing as being too much in your kid's business. Because you can't tell me you didn't know that your kid was feeling this way, that they possibly was going to go harm somebody or something like that. And then also, why do these kids have access to guns? This lady wasn't a kid, by the way. This Nashville lady was not a kid. But we talking about, just in case, in point. The girl that beat up that teacher, the video was so grueling. You could just tell that she used to fighting. Like, that wasn't her first fight ever. She was fighting that lady like she was some random bitch on the street.
What teacher?
You got to go back and watch it.
Kevin. Well, I think, yeah, the video is in our group chat. Go look at that, Kevin, if I'm not mistaken. But she was arguing with this teacher, and the teacher told her to get her hand out of her face. The girl just went off, hitting this teacher. They fall on the floor. The teacher break her leg. Like, it's to the point where, shoot, my mama is a school teacher, and the way that my mom be talking about these kids, I don't even want my mama in the schools, because I'm scared that my mama is going to snap off on one of these kids of how disrespectful they are and how they get in your face and they have no regard for adults.
Shit, I wish I was that teacher.
It's getting out of hand. Like, we used to be rowdy, but we used to be fighting each other. We was never fighting no teacher. Never fighting no teacher. I done seen, like, kids be disrespectful to teachers, like mouthing off or cussing a teacher out. That was wild back then. Let one of my classmates like cuss a teacher out. I thought that was outrageous. These kids is fighting teachers.
You're making me want.
Like, I don't understand that.
And it's crazy, but and then she thinks she done did something big, but she jumped on the teacher.
Man, when she got home, I would have whooped her ass. I'm not gonna
that ass up.
Tore her ass up. What, like, and again, I feel like it now the generation of parents, like Jordan said, it's like it's a lack of parenting. Cause her mama, she probably went home and her mama probably told her like what the teacher shouldn't have been in your face.
Good job, like, baby. Good job.
Yeah,
baby.
Like good job, pat on the back, because they teach their kids to defend themselves at no cost. Like no matter what it is, defend yourself. No, you need some stipulations to that. Don't put your hands on adults. Don't put your hands on the elderly. Don't hit nobody first. Wait until they hit you.
Nah, because what if they knock the fuck out?
Yeah, you said what?
No, I just feel like I don't want my kids starting no fight.
No, don't start a fight, because
that's what I said. Wait until they hit you.
Nah, don't wait till they hit you, because if they hit you one good time, you're gonna be known as the nigga that got knocked the fuck out.
Well, how else you gonna start a fight if you don't hit somebody, Calvin?
Because my thing is this: if somebody picking on you and bullying on you, and they keep going and going and going, you knock their motherfucking head off their shoulder.
No, you can't do that.
You crazy.
People gonna say whatever they gonna say. You gotta let words bounce off of you, because at the end of the day, if anything happens, we gotta think logical for a second. Y'all know I always think with emotion, but when it comes to like kids and shit, I gotta think logical. If anything was to happen, like say you beat that kid up so bad, you the one that's going to jail, because that person did not hit you first. You're going straight to jail. That's assault.
Just make sure you visit me.
No, keep your hands to yourself. Let words bounce off you. They can call you whatever they want to call you. At the end of the day, I instill enough confidence in my son that shit, you shouldn't give a fuck. Fuck what they talking about.
Yeah, for sure.
If they don't put their hands on you, keep walking. Keep doing whatever it is you're doing. Tell whoever you need to tell. We'll handle it that way.
Maybe I'm looking at it different, because I'm looking at it as like, you know how these kids be like, they be putting their shoulders on each other, like, and mugging each other, so like, hit me. I'm not doing that. I'm going to punch the shit out of you.
Yeah, no, I can't. Uh-uh.
I'm going to punch the shit out of you. No cat, like.
But if I had a role in this right situation, I wish I was the teacher. Go ahead. Once she hit me out, I beat her motherfucker.
I would have drunk her.
I would have cut that hoe up. Was the teacher black?
Yeah.
That's even worse. I would have tear that hoe up.
But that's the thing. The teacher wasn't fighting back, but the girl was outrageously tall. The girl had long legs. Like,
what that mean? The harder
she was taller than the teacher.
The taller, the bigger they are, the harder they fall.
No, the teacher was older. You could tell she didn't have a lot of balance and everything, because she fell in that flow. It was over with. Shorty was beating her.
The teacher must ain't got no kids, because my grandma, I would have beat that hoe up.
I sent my mama that video. I said, please call me one day telling me one of these kids to put their hands on you. I'm going to come and do something to that girl. I'm going to call her mama. Bring your mammy.
But, you hear me? We fight the whole
What the girl tell you? Say, come get what your mama just got.
No, for sure. Because right after I get done whooping on your kid head, I'm coming for you next. Because you should have taught your child some home training and to put her hands on my fucking mama. That's my biggest scare. Because if anybody knows my mama, like Jordan know my mama is no nonsense. But kids don't ever play with her. Like she has that like black mom authority. So kids usually like cling to her because she has that mom thing. But these kids that she teach now, baby, they protective of her because they just know how the kids are. But some of them kids be really trying her, and I just be like, oh, one day my mama gonna snap and really kill one of these kids one day, because they be wilding, they be smoking hookah in the bathroom, like all types of stuff. And this is 7th grade.
What school is
you said she teach?
I can't tell
y'all
what school, huh?
She teach 8th grade.
They teach 7th and 8th grade, and these
and
kids
they in the bathroom smoking hookah.
Yeah, they be smoking hookah and weed. They'll get like a hookah pen, or like you know, one of them like what do you call it? Wax cartridges,
mm-hmm.
Like a wax pen, and mm-hmm. bring it to school thinking that nobody gonna know what it is or think it's just a hookah pen. But they're not supposed to be smoking hookah in class or in school, obviously.
They young as hell.
Oh, yeah, no, it's getting younger by the day. We was getting high in high school. I know some people, like a small handful that was getting high in middle school. But now these kids getting high in the 5th and 6th grade and now the 7th to 8th grade. They're getting high as hell. Fucking in the bathrooms, all types of shit. Yes, having sex in the bathroom.
They shouldn't even be thinking about that. Back in the day, we thinking about Yu-Gi-Oh cards.
Listen, Jordan was talking about the lack of parenting. Y'all don't know what my mama teaches, so I could say it without her getting fired or something. But one of the boys, these boys and girls are so much more advanced in 7th and 8th grade. I feel like we was advanced too, so I won't probably say that. But it's just sickening because now I'm a parent. But this little boy was like exposing himself to girls, and his dad came up to the school because obviously they were trying to put him out. And he was just like, well, they were talking about him and he had to prove himself, like talking about his penis, like saying his penis was small. Mm-hmm. So he felt like he had to show it. And he kept showing it, kept harassing them girls, kept sexually harassing them. And it wasn't just one. It was multiple girls. I'm like, oh, no. See, that's crazy. You're not even taking accountability for your kid acting crazy at school.
So do they still think it's small?
I don't know. That's the crazy part. They were more so disgusted that they seeing a penis in the 7th to 8th grade than anything.
No, it's just bullshit, y'all. Hey, what's up? We got a lot to cover tonight, man. What else y'all have going on in social media?
That was really it, honestly. I think we covered everything. Kiva, what's going on in the news?
Hey, she sent you her part. She's having an issue. We try to get sponsored by Spectrum, so I would send her their way. She having issues with Wi-Fi.
It's okay. Tory Lanez, Tory Lanez has officially filed an appeal for his conviction in the shooting case against Megan Thee Stallion. I don't know if people really know, like, Tory Lanez is in jail. Been in jail. Like, the day that verdict came out, they took him into custody. He has been there. And now he's trying to file an appeal. I don't want to get into that because I know how people get. And yeah, I don't know if he really did that shit or not. I feel like he did because I feel like he got little man syndrome and he get real mad real quick and he get to bang, bang, shoot him up. So, yeah. The other thing, there is a former Maryland mayor that's indicted on 80 counts of child pornography.
Dang.
80? That's a charge. Oh, because if they find something, it's a charge per picture that they find.
Damn.
Yeah, that's crazy. Next thing, Florida Governor Ron DeSantis offered up his state services for a task. While speaking in Georgia, he offered to build a U.S.-Mexico border wall. Keep in mind, Florida doesn't represent a border state. The man is crazy. That's why Florida, like, if you ever watched what is it? I mean, listen to the Ricky Smiley Show.
Mm-hmm.
No, not the Ricky Smiley Show. If you listen to the Breakfast Club and they be saying like donkey of the day.
Yeah.
People doing wild shit. It's always somebody from Florida. They be doing wild stuff. Why is the governor of Florida trying to assist with building a Mexico wall when Florida is not a bordering state of Mexico?
They're going to help Texas out.
No, y'all do not need to be using state resources to help out another state build a wall. They ain't got shit to do with you.
Yeah, they're gonna help Texas out, man. Hey, double back to what you said. Tory Lanez didn't do it. Free my guy, Tory Lanez.
No, yeah, I expect that from you.
Free my guy. He didn't do it.
You cannot be supporting the short man. The short violin wasn't.
It ain't even about that, bro. Tory got caught up in a fucked up situation because just for not being an American citizen and being around a gun, like that's whether he fired the gun or anything, doesn't really matter. The fact that you not an American citizen and you riding around California with that tool on you, that's a problem. You know what I'm saying?
So you don't think he should move smooth? I mean, not smoother. He should move smarter.
100%. Definitely make better decisions with the people you hang out with.
But it's also just sloppy. He was on the jail phone talking to Kelsey, telling her what happened. That's how he really got hemmed up.
I mean, no, what I'm just saying is
apologies. What you
he
would have
got in trouble. He would have got in trouble either way it goes. Like, if whether the incident happened or not, if they would have got stopped, he would have got in trouble because he's a non-American citizen with a weapon in, I'm pretty sure, Los Angeles County, which is that's the state of California. Can't American civilians and citizens and shit ain't even really supposed to have no guns in California. So whether or not he did the whole Megan Thee Stallion shot at her, whatever the case may be, that doesn't really matter. The charges they charged him with was being in possession of a firearm. You know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't understand what's going on. He could file up appeal and say, hey, it's not my gun, but one of them got to admit to it being their weapon or some shit like that.
Right, but he mentioned on the jail call that he had, that he's sorry for shooting somebody. I mean, so that whole story, like, I think he was really thinking that Kelsey was going to take the rap for it. Kelsey is Megan Thee Stallion's ex-best friend that made the damn diss song that was really trash. She really tried it. But, and I'm not a big Megan Thee Stallion fan whatsoever. I just like her aesthetic. I don't know. But I feel like Tory, like, bit himself in the ass. Like, even with the stuff that you mentioned, you're not an American citizen. Why do you have a gun in the United States? Letting on being him, like, he, from the accounts that other celebrities have gave of him, it's like, it's not far-fetched that he would do something like that. He was always quick to anger, always quick to pull out his gun and show it, or always quick to pop off or be under the influence. So if you really didn't do that shit, it's just the luck of the draw, because that's just the type of person you are anyway. He got short man syndrome.
Who said he had short man syndrome? Who said that?
Dude, all of Hollywood said that nigga got short man syndrome. And you could tell he got short man syndrome. He always be going on Twitter rants. That tells me everything I need to know.
Said Twitter rants?
Yeah.
Twitter rants is a... You know what?
No, for him, yeah. Shut your ass up, dude. You talk too much. And then you on jail calls. You know they record it. You're slow. Do they not do that in Canada?
I don't know.
Like, it literally says anything that's you or these recorders are subject to be included in evidence if need be. They say that shit before you even get connected on your call.
Damn.
And he was found guilty on all charges, not just possession of a firearm. He was convicted on 3 felony counts. Assault with a semi-automatic firearm, having a loaded unregistered firearm in a vehicle, and discharging a firearm with gross negligence. So he got charged with actually shooting her, discharging that gun to shoot her, and having an unregistered firearm in a vehicle.
He did. Hey, so do we have anything else? What's going on in the news?
Nope, that is all.
Hey, we got one more news.
Go ahead, Kev.
Well, they ain't want to tell everybody, but Dee's pregnant.
Well, we don't need no more babies in the clan.
Hey, man, we stopped listening.
We have a headphones.
We don't need no more babies in the clan.
We started listening to you. But hey, Joy, you want to share the listener letter that we had?
Give me 1 second to pull it up. I gotta find it.
I just sent it to you.
I did want to say that my Mommies Are Magic brunch is officially sold out.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Very I won't good. Be there. I wish I could be, but
I don't know why you won't.
I work.
I'm really trying to get That's I'm trying to get in the ride with me. Hey.
Take PTO. Off.
PTO.
I asked for it off, but somebody else got it off, so.
I got bills to pay. You gonna pay my bills? Don't let these folks distract you from your purpose, man. You gotta be at work.
We could figure it out. We each could take a bill.
Go to work.
Man's get back on.
Don't let them get you. But listen, let me read this listener letter. It says, "What's up? My name is Eric. I have a big problem. I had sex with my wife."
Oh, my
sister when I was in college. By the way, I went to HBCU school and it was during homecoming. What? And then he said, Jordan, you know how homecoming can be like.
Hold yes,
up.
You know.
Hold up.
Damn you.
Hold up. To make a long story short, he said, I had sex with my wife's half sister before I met my wife. I run into my wife's sister at the store and she told me we have a 5-year-old son. Boy, no way. I never knew that she was my wife's sister, and I didn't know she had a baby. How do I explain this to my wife? We just got married, and we're about to have a baby. My wife is so happy about us having a baby together. Oh, my gosh. What are you doing? I hate to break her heart. Heaven say, team, what do I do? Please give me some good advice. I love my wife, and I don't want her to leave me. First of all.
I'm about to say, who want to go first? Jordan.
Nah, because I'm going to talk too long, man. Right.
Well, we all gonna talk too long because this is like bullshit.
We gonna let the ladies go first. Go ahead, Kiana. Then we gonna follow by Kevin.
But you funny.
Yeah. I'm at loss for words. We read this a couple times in the chat. This kept circling in the chat, and none of us had the words to describe this shit. I don't think none of us ever really responded to it because I think we were all at a loss for words.
Well,
sir, Eric, if you're listening, you are in my prayers because, yeah, your wife is going to be crushed and you have to tell her because y'all are married. So in a perfect world, you just found out about your 5-year-old son. If that is true, well, let me retract that for a second. How did you not know this was your wife's half sister? Because they obviously not that close. If you didn't realize that she had a fucking half sister, like this, her daddy's daughter that they not like cool or something.
Yeah, you know, and everybody she had a kid. Bastards. You know, everybody that's don't deal with bastards.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying. Like that's what it sounds like because. I mean, if you married to somebody, you obviously know their family, been around, you know the kids that's in the family, that type of thing. So if you did not know she had a half-sister, they obviously not that close. So I don't fault you for not knowing. I do fault the woman that you had the kid with because why she waited so long to tell you that you had a kid? And did she just decide to tell you when she found out you was married to her half-sister? But can't escape responsibility because you have to tell your wife. You have to tell your wife. You have to tell your wife. She's gonna be crushed because there's a 5-year-old kid at this
Kiana,
point.
Kiana, I will ask Calvin, but you as a woman, how would you feel if your husband came and told you that?
That he had a 5-year-old?
Yes.
So I'm a little more forgiving in certain aspects. Now it's gonna be two different scenarios. If we was already married and not already married, so like say we just got married last year. This is a 5-year-old kid. That was well before me. So I can't say anything about that if you're just now finding that out. With it being my half-sister, if she was never around and we were completely estranged, then, of course, you wouldn't have known that's my sister because maybe I never talked about her or we never discussed her. She was never around. We don't kick it, talk, nothing. Y'all know how it be when you live in, like, small towns and stuff like that. So I feel like that is not small towns. When you don't live in a small town, you live in like a city or something, everybody don't know everybody. So you probably did not know. And you at school, did not know. But I probably be like, okay, we'll deal with that how it comes. The messy part is that it's her half-sister. That's the messy part. Because y'all do probably have, when you got half-siblings, it's usually your dad kid. Y'all don't share the same mom. So that's kind of, I don't know. I don't know how they're going to navigate that. I don't know how they're going to navigate that. But if it was before me, I can't really say nothing about it. I would probably be like, fuck, now we got a 5-year-old.
Not on top of that. You don't just got a 5-year-old.
And now we're about to have a new baby.
And your siblings are cousins and brothers and sisters. That's deep.
Yeah, it's a little, yeah, like your cousin is really your half-brother.
Listen to me. That's some Telenovela shit. That's some shit.
Yeah, it really is. So I don't know. I'm a little stupid though when it comes to relationships. So I'd probably be like, you know, that was before me. It's cool. I guess you need to take care of your kid. Some women would have been like, I'm out. But it's like, I do. Y'all think I'm gonna be listening to what Jordan be saying? Something like that. It's like, okay, are you gonna leave your husband for something that happened before you? And y'all building a life, y'all building a family, you're currently pregnant, you'll probably be worse off if you leave your husband right now. If you feel like you go survive by yourself and you're like, fuck that, I can't deal with that, I'd rather be with my baby by myself, more power to you. But I wouldn't be mad if she did consider staying because she was not aware. He was not, like, genuinely not aware. Not that the girl told him that she was pregnant and he just took it as a fucking fluke.
So you staying?
Huh?
Do you stand?
Hey, I know you're trying to be funny, so I go ahead and take the me personally. I think she really should listen to him and a little bit before her time. You know what I'm saying? It was 5 years, and from what it sounded like to me, they went to he went off to school, and I guess the half sister went to the same school, and it happened. I'm saying he never met the sister, and my thing is go ahead and tell your wife and be up straight with her. You know. I feel like she shouldn't go nowhere, but
yeah, I agree.
I just feel like she should stay because, hey, look, But then, you know, it's that one side of me like, damn, that is my half-sister. But some people don't deal with they half, you know what I'm saying? I know you exist, but you really not, you know, like sisterly love, you know what I'm saying? But that's kind of deep, you know what I'm saying? And like Kevin was just saying, now they're finna have a baby, and supposedly he got a 5-year-old son. Now you're uncle and a dad at the same time.
Yeah, it's really fucking wild.
That's deep.
Yeah. It sounds funny, but think about it. You know, you can't even get mad if your other child calls you uncle.
Honestly, we need to ask the white people for real because, you know, they're happening. To me.
No, seriously. I feel like they just...
No
joking.
Like, no laughing, though. Like this.
You know what? Hey, you know what? Kevin, find one to come on the show to talk about it. I will.
Oh, my God. Don't really go find one, please.
I know one of them that married their cousins. I'm gonna call him.
I've seen that though. Like people, but again, people lineages go so deep that you really, if you live in a small town and y'all didn't even know each other and y'all came from the same great, 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 great grandparents, you just married your cousin technically.
No. You talking about great, great, great. They know their cousins.
They know their cousins? Oh, that's trifling. That's trifling. There's no way around that.
And they just had some babies.
They had what?
Just had some babies.
They babies probably look like
one of them is challenge.
Shut up.
One of them deaf.
Shut up.
I ain't lying.
Are you for real?
You think I'm lying?
I do. Just a little bit. I need proof. Yeah. Just a little
bit. Well, you got me in the big crack.
Man, because no, I know he's lying. Because
I swear to God, I'm
Calvin played too much.
I swear to God, I put this on everything I love. I am not lying.
You play too much. Anyway.
I swear to God, I'm not lying. No cap. No none of that.
I need proof.
Hey, Joe, what you got?
Jordan, how you feel about this?
Hey, man, listen. Always be prepared if your shorty going to leave you because it might happen one day.
Number one,
said always be prepared for your shorty to leave you because it might happen one day.
So, yeah, but don't
stress it too much. You did what you did already, my boy.
But yeah. He didn't do it on purpose. He wasn't with. I don't think he was with his wife when that happened.
He wasn't.
It don't matter. He in it right now. I wouldn't really be moving how the sister and the half sister moving, because if she's not trying to tell my wife, cool, we're not finna tell her.
What? But
if she want to tell her, then like, you know, I guess we'll tell her. But you know,
you're not gonna keep your son. You gonna? She know that's her nephew.
No. I would really like make sure that he took care of. No cap.
But yeah,
I'm not gonna be in his life.
That's a secret.
How you gonna be in his life if he can't come to your house?
That's the uncle.
Who never said he could come to my house?
But you know how big of a... Wait for a second. Y'all remember that saying that if you tell one lie, you gotta tell 50,000 more to cover up the first lie you told? Mm-hmm. He's gonna be so far down the fucking rabbit hole.
Hit me out, bro. At least until we can figure that shit out when he get older. I'm talking about right now.
Not. No. And then that's gonna cause so much confusion.
Hold on, let me finish, bro. And also, realistically, if that child don't have no father figure, I would want to be that child's father figure. Yeah, you could come and hang out. You know what I'm saying? Whatever, this, that, and the third. You my nephew, really. So but, you know what I'm saying?
So you don't have that child thinking the whole time that his daddy.
Hey, you your uncle. Like what? When you really?
I mean, I'm gonna tell him when they grow up. But I think that's a lot to take in for a child, bro.
No, it's easy for a child to take that in off rip because all day life, kids really struggle with not having a father early on in life, like adolescent. So you gonna make that child go through their adolescence for the sake of keeping your.
Some people look up to their uncles and their godfathers and
no,
shit.
No, that's not your uncle. That's your daddy.
That's what I'm saying. Like
you know how crazy that is. That child gonna be fucked up. Like no, that child's gonna be fucked up. All for the sake of keeping your adult secret, you gonna sacrifice how your kid is gonna feel.
I think they'd be better off at a older age finding out.
No, it's y'all gonna be better off at a when he's older to tell because y'all gonna feel like enough time has went past where she's not gonna care. Y'all trying to save yourself and not thinking about the kid, which is the problem.
Right.
Be man enough. You didn't do nothing wrong. Again, Eric didn't do nothing wrong. Now, if he willingly went to go fuck with his wife's sister, that would be wrong. He was dealing with this person when he was in college. He went on later to marry his wife that he did not even know that they were related whatsoever, from what he told us in the letter.
But Ken, I got one thing, though. My thing is, he do all this damn telling and shit, and the baby ain't here.
That's why you should get a DNA test. These listening letters always leave some shit out. We always
but he gonna do all that telling to potentially lose his wife though.
But that's the thing, you gotta take it on the chin. If that's what's gonna happen, it's gonna happen regardless. Sometimes that's the way that life just unfolds. You can't control a single person, but you can not also neglect your responsibility because that person chose to walk out. He's gonna catch 22 because
he's just
fast catching up with him. But he didn't do nothing wrong, I don't feel. The girl, at the end of the day, the real villain here, y'all know how, like, the movie has a villain, but then there's a real villain in the movie. The real villain here is the chick that got the 5-year-old, because why you wait so long to tell him he had a 5-year-old?
Hey, Eric, it's like this, Eric. Hey, get a DNA test. If the baby come out to be yours, tell your wife. You get a DNA test and the baby don't come out to be yours, you tell the sister to stay the fuck away from you.
And that's it. Keep it pushing. You ain't tell no lies, not your kid, so it's nothing to tell. But
hey, that's bad advice. Let me tell you, just wait till the kid get older. Just establish your marriage a little bit more. Help your nephew, son.
No.
Get right, teach him right, and then deal with that shit on the back end.
But that's the thing. You making a kid deal with some shit on the back end because his dad and his wife are about to have a kid. So that kid is going to keep looking like all those years y'all sat there and raised my sibling and didn't have nothing to do with me as y'all child, as your child.
But that's my thing if he come out not to be his,
he ain't got to worry about it.
But my thing is the wife hurt all these people. Find out is it yours first,
then you
think about, hey, I got to tell my wife. I don't want to tell my wife shit.
Let me just say this:
until you found out that's really your kid or not.
Hey, realistically, do y'all think a child is more mature at the age of 5 or at the age of 18?
I feel like at the age of 18, when you figure out that your whole life was a lie, that's more damaging than finding out early on.
You didn't answer my question.
I think
it doesn't matter about maturity. It matters about how much time has passed. Just answer my question.
I'm gonna answer your question, but I'm going to break it down. I'm going to give you my reasons why. At 5 years old, if you tell a child something at 5, it can crush their whole life. You know what I'm saying? They're going to mess up their whole life. You know what I'm saying? 18, and you tell a child the same information, the same outcome can still happen. You can mess up the rest of this child's life. You know what I'm saying? So my thing is, you know, I feel like either age, you know what I'm saying, is going to be a problem.
So it's like, would you rather wait until later where this person...
Yes, because they have a better chance of growing up. Just hear me out. They have a better chance of growing up without that type of childhood trauma versus, okay, now you're older. These are some things that happen, and nobody made mistakes here, but it's just how it unfolded, and now we have to tell you that this is what it is now. You feel me? Like,
that's a lot for an 18-year-old to unpack.
That's huge for a 5-year-old to unpack.
But there wouldn't be much to unpack at 5. This is your dad. Here you go. There's nothing to unpack at the age of 5. At the age of 18, you have to now explain. You went your whole life thinking that this was your father. So say she moved on to somebody else and that person was her father figure. That's not your dad. This is your real dad. And the reason why he was not in your life is because me and his wife are sisters. And we didn't want to fuck his marriage up, so we kept it from you. So this is who you really belong to, not this guy over here. You know how damaging that is? Because you really don't even know your true identity or where you come from at the age of 18, and you already going through a early life crisis at the age of 18 trying to figure out who you are. Now you got to deal with the fact that you didn't even know who the fuck your daddy was.
I'm telling you right now, you deal with it. That's basically what y'all saying. I'm telling you right now, you got to deal with it at 5, or I'm telling you right now, you got to deal with it at your 18.
But at the age of 5, you can tell him this is your dad. He's going to know that that's his dad from the age of 5 until he dies. There's not much that he has to heal from or go through at the age of 5. He's going to already know that's his dad. You know that brains are super impressionable at that age. It's easier to give somebody that at the age of 5 than you give a teenager at the age of 18 who already has gone through life a little bit and had to be told that type of news. And I'm only saying that because I know a lot of people that did not know their fathers, or they were raised by people that were not their fathers, and then told later on in life that that's not your real dad. And it was very damaging.
I got to say something on that, Jordan. Because now, as Kiana broke it down like that, I had a child that was a stepchild of mine, but I raised her just like she was mine. And now, just hearing you speak, Kiana, I actually want to reach out to her, because I really, when she found out that I wasn't her biological dad, it kind of like crushed her, you know what I'm saying? It was kind of like she didn't really want to have anything to say to me, you know what I'm saying? But, and the reason she found out is because, man, her mom didn't make it, you know, in a relationship anymore. But I kind of get what you're saying, you know what I'm saying? And this girl right here she was 16 at the time, Jordan, and she was crushed, you know what I'm saying? So she may look at things a little different.
I just Googled it to see when you should tell a kid, like, who their real parent is.
Damn,
she could be. It could be like adoption, because again, this could not only apply to this type of situation. It could be like adoption or foster care or whatever the case. And it says, if possible, tell the child when he or she is young so that they grow up knowing. This helps with knowledge to be less dramatic. You also need to think about whom else needs to know. Try to avoid asking your child to keep this information a secret, as they may cause him or her to feel guilty or ashamed. There's so many things into knowing who your real parents is that go into knowing who your real parents is. You should not tell somebody that at the age of 18. For example, what if the kid get in a car accident or something, need a blood transfusion? His father figure may not be a match. And then he find out that his real dad came and donated blood, and now you got to tell him, well, this is your real daddy, and he just saved your life. That is a lot to fucking unpack in a very crazy situation. Because now, wait, you trying to tell me I grew up with this person from as long as I can remember, and this is not my real dad, but this guy is? Y'all got some explaining to do. Whereas at 5, you really ain't got to do much explaining, because kids don't ask those types of questions. And if they do, you can explain them in the best way possible, but they don't carry that as long as an 18-year-old would. Now they're going back and rewinding their whole life, like, oh my God, he missed so much, and who am I really? And now I got to get to know this person at the age of 18, and all of that stuff is just too much to unpack for an 18-year-old or even a teenager, period.
Kevin, what you have to say? Keep out of went to sleep again, guys.
Probably.
Well, that's too funny. Hey, now let's talk about this the lady that she shot her husband on live, right?
Yeah.
Big domestic violence, man. Big domestic violence, bro.
That wasn't even that was murder.
Well, nah, what I'm saying is, I think domestic violence kind of led up to it, because it sounded like she wasn't unfamiliar with putting her hands on that man.
I think that he wasn't unfamiliar with putting his hands on her, because in the live she said, "Slap me now," and y'all used to beating each other up at this point. Because this ain't the first rodeo. That's why she hopped on live to talk her shit. And that shit just went very left. But she finna get thrown under the jail.
But what I'm saying is, according to the records, he was scared to go back to the house because of whatever reason. And when he got back there, it was her and her mom's kind of starring drama instigating this guy. You know, maybe he did put his hands on her. I don't know. They didn't say that. But they definitely said she had put her hands on him. You know, he ain't alive to tell it, obviously.
That sounds so terrible.
That's how the shit goes.
It's not funny. It's just very, like, desensitized to the shit. Because it's like, damn, we don't even need a judge and jury no more. Just let Facebook tell you your ass going to jail.
I mean,
you recorded the whole thing.
Why are you picking up a gun anyway to talk to somebody?
That's what I want to know. I really wish not. Well, let me not say I wish that she didn't put the phone down, because I don't want to see nothing gory like that. But you could hear the man literally saying, I'm just trying to go out the door. Like, I'm just trying to leave. I got to go to work. And she's steady trying to keep him from going out the door. He had been trying to leave the first 8 minutes of the live. Well, first 7 minutes. And I think the gun went off at 8 minutes.
Did you hear her say, "Oh, bitch, I don't want to go
All you hear is her scream. And then you heard her tell her kids that their daddy was dead. Yeah. What?
But you know what, though? I know it probably ain't no charges been brought on the mother. But the mother, I'm talking about now.
Oh, the mom.
The mom need her ass goddamn charged, too. So first of all, this I say this shit all the time, man. Parents need to stay out of people's their kids' relationship. Mm-hmm. And kids, you shouldn't take your relationship problems to your parents.
Mm-hmm.
Because now the mom ain't never gonna change how she feel about you, because now she feel like, okay, yeah. I'm gonna just use me for example. I don't put my hands on my old lady, but hey, yeah, D put his hands on you. They could have been 15 years ago. The mom's gonna treat it just like it was yesterday.
Yeah, I do feel like some situations bring parents into it. Like, for example, in the live, she kept saying, I'm not gonna raise y'all kids. I'm in here watching your kids when you should be here watching your kids and taking care of your family. And I'm helping her with this and this and this. So I think the mom was just frustrated because she gotta help the mom. She gotta help the girl take care of the kids because he wasn't doing what he's supposed to do in the household. That's what I got from that when she was first talking in the beginning. When she was like, you need to be at home, like, taking care of your kids and your family. And I'm like, I feel you, but that's bringing the parents in, because now the girl got to ask her mama to babysit. She got to ask her mama for money to take care of this or whatever the case may be. So, yeah, then parents at that point got an opinion, because it's like, I'm helping you out. It's some parents that's impartial. They don't really care what's going on. But most parents have an opinion. It's like, yeah, you need to come do this so I don't have to do this for y'all.
I think the mother, man, I just feel like she didn't play the motherly role. She instigated a lot of the situation that went on, because even after he came in, don't you have something to say to him? Don't you have something to say to her? Don't you have something to say to her?
You know, yeah, so, I wish we knew more of the background. You know,
it's just ridiculous, man, how that happened. And then you did it on live, you know what I'm saying? And Jordan, I started the show off right before you got on. It wasn't in Lowndes County, Georgia. It was over in another state.
What state?
Mm-hmm. I don't know. I feel like the whole thing is just really ridiculous. I know she going to jail for shit show. It ain't no way around it. Her ass is
real
down. She's in jail. I think I don't know if they gave her a bond or not, but baby, listen. No. You better escape to Mexico, Tijuana, anywhere, because they're going to throw your ass under the jail. You committed murder on live. And with the man trying to walk away. Now, if he was on live, like, wrestling with her, slapping her up, beating her up, she may have had a self-defense case, but she don't have nothing but her and her mama being aggressive towards him and him just saying, man, don't put your hands on me. Don't put your hands on me. I'm just trying to go to work. Man, I got to go to work. Then did y'all see we posted the Facebook post in the chat, didn't we?
Yeah, we did.
Facebook post saying?
I got audio and all, man. It was just ridiculous, man.
I don't know what he was doing, but that lady was mad at him because she was blasting all his business on Facebook before that live.
Hey, Jordan, did you hear when she said he went both ways?
Yeah.
I did read something about they saying he was suspectual, but either way it go, man, that ain't no reason. Yeah, that's what I call it, suspectual. I did hear stuff like that, but I mean, neither here nor there. That ain't no reason for nobody to die.
I'm going to have to write that one down.
Yeah, that's a new word. I got to use that one.
The Book of Jordan, it has many things, and now we got a new word, suspectual.
Yeah, so I mean, regardless of if he wasn't, man, anytime somebody's trying to de-escalate a situation and you're trying to escalate it, that's not fair. It's a problem.
It's definitely a problem.
Yeah.
It's definitely a problem. And I feel like I'm just not the woman that's going to keep saying, like, it wasn't the woman's fault and he had to do something. We can't keep defending one gender over the other. Women be just as wrong as men. And in this case, this lady was flat out wrong. That man kept trying to leave, and she kept just egging him on, trying to get him to, you know, react. And he was trying not to react. And then you end up dead. Like, that's messed up. And then you did that in the house with your kids. Now your kids have seen their daddy dead on the floor.
That's sad.
People be crashing out about folks. It ain't never that deep for me. I'm going to let a fool walk away. Because me killing you ain't going to do nothing. Now my kid don't have two parents. Now the mama really taking care of the kids because the mama gone and daddy dead.
Yep. That's crazy.
And that's just foolishness. I pray for people to be better people because that's just absolutely insane.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's crazy, man. Hey, guys, man, if you're listening to the show, the National Domestic Violence Hotline, the number is 1-800-799-7233.
So please call it.
If you need somebody to talk to, pick up the phone. Hey, if it's just one of us, find us on Facebook and social media, and we'll talk to you. But domestic violence, man, it's really killing the Black community a whole lot because it's bad enough that the Black man supposedly is not in the home, but even when he's in the home, these kids are watching a lot of domestic violence, and I think that where young guys and some young girls think it's okay to get beat up on, and some guys think it's okay to hit a woman because of how they was raised up around stuff.
Yeah, I hate to say it, but it really is dangerous out here. Like, I think the code before would be that, like, you know, it'll be one-off situations where men were putting their hands on women. I mean, I won't say one-off. I feel like we probably just didn't hear about it a lot, so maybe it was happening at the same rate. But the fact that we're seeing it so much because it's being broadcasted so much. Or I was talking with one of my guy friends the other day, and I was telling him that this new trend of women wanting their men to be violent towards them is the most insane thing that I've ever seen. I don't know if it's me getting older, so I just don't like that little petty cute shit no more. I mean, I never did, but y'all have seen people say like, oh, I can't wait for my man to snatch me off the club this summer. Mm-hmm. Why in the hell you want to get snatched up? Like, I don't know what the fad is with wanting your significant other to press authority or violence towards you, but that shit is not cute. I really want us Black women to get out of, or not even Black women, just women in general, to get out of that damn chokehold. Like, it's not cute. You should not want your man to be violent towards you. You should not want your man to be overly obsessed with you where he feels like he has to press violence towards you. Like, literally coming to the club and snatching you out of it, you think that shit is cute. That's not cute.
Hey.
I can't wait for my man to knock my wig off this summer because I'm outside. That's so ignorant.
I seen a post earlier, and it was pretty funny. That bitch said, I don't know if y'all seen that video of that girl getting her cheese clapped and getting knocked around. It's on
getting knocked around. Is that Instagram. You sent that to me on Instagram, didn't you?
Yeah, it's ridiculous. But
that was insane.
The post said, y'all still want a rough neck nigga on the tongue.
That shit is insane. What happened? I don't think that's what the song meant.
What happened?
What the song meant.
It was a lady.
Calvin, y'all had to see it. Oh.
I'm gonna put
it into the chat.
They made my head hurt. I think she died. I'm not gonna lie. Like, I think Shorty died. She was getting hit so hard, he was hitting her like she was a nigga. And she just went unconscious.
Well,
they started off like playing, I think. I don't know. Jordan, was they playing? Like,
man, I don't know, bro.
Send it to the chat.
I don't know what they was doing, but it started off as a joke and it ended up very violent. I'm not laughing at that part. I'm just laughing at the fact that, like, what the fuck was that about and why we don't have an explanation about it? It's just posted to the internet with no explanation, no backstory. It's just there.
But the fact that they said you still want a roughneck nigga on the tongue, bro.
Yeah, that's not rough. That's abuse.
I said, bro, it's crazy because I could hear that the shorty who sing that song. Who sing that song, bro?
Her name is Lola. Lola. I don't know. She's like 2 feet tall.
It's in the chat. Y'all go take a look at it. I think that's just ridiculous. I think that it's unrealistic for some of these shorties to want a man to do their worst on them because you don't want to unleash the full fucking force of a man. You know, why would you want to do that?
Any man that puts his hands on a woman, man, I don't have any respect for him, man. At all.
I don't either. I feel like you're a pussy.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? At the end of the day, hey, women out there, y'all need to keep y'all hands to yourself too. But even if a woman is hitting you as a man, hey, walk away. Hey, I'm gonna say this up. Y'all women gotta stop getting in these guys' face too.
You know what?
We just saw on Facebook Live, this man tried to leave his home and get away, and you kept pushing up in his face until, hey, then you want to go pull a gun and you shoot him, and then you want to go to yell, oh, I didn't mean to. Man, get the hell out of here.
Yeah, I definitely agree. And I don't know if it's that, like, it's like this downstream effect of, like, we had at some point women being defenseless towards abusive men in the household, and then you had the next generation of women that said they were not going to be like their moms and they was not going to take no abuse. So they left, right? They just didn't engage. They got beat on the first time and they walked out. That was doing better than their moms. Now you got the generation under that saw their moms get beat on and leave, and they like, I'm not leaving. I'm going to start going toe to toe with this man because you're not going to be beating on me. So now it's just getting worse. So now it's like, instead of taking it or leaving, now women want to go toe to toe. And I'm not going to lie. Like, y'all know I'm very transparent on the show. I have no problem telling my own business. I had a conversation with my ex recently. He's the only person I've ever been physical with. I've never, ever put my hands on a guy before. But when I start to feel like men are pressing physical authority against me, it makes me feel like I'm in fight or flight mode. And it took for me to really realize that. I'm like, you should have left me the first time I put my hands on you. Even though it was like, you felt like you started it, I felt like you started it, like, by cornering me, you should have left me from that point. Because if I was a girl, I mean, not a girl, I am a girl. If the roles was reversed and you put your hands on me.
Nah, you said if you was a girl.
Since I'm a girl, if the roles was reversed and you put your hands on me, the first time I would have had to leave. So I'd be wanting men to know that it's okay. You don't have to accept abuse from women because you just like, oh, I made her mad and she wailed off and hit me. That's not okay. And I know men be trying to have restraint and not hit women. So it's like, keep having that restraint, but also get out of that relationship, because one day she gonna really try to, like, piece your ass up or really try to hurt you for real. And you gonna end up like, dude, dead on the floor. They probably was going back and forth, fighting, slap boxing, beating each other up, thinking that shit's funny.
I'm knocking that bitch head off her shoulder.
Now he's dead. Like, because, again, not trying to put his hands on her or just trying to walk away, and she wouldn't let him. You shouldn't, you know, but on no part, no gender, should you ever let it get that far. That's fatal attraction at that point. Let it go.
AD.
Love yourself more, value yourself more, value your life more, and just leave it alone. Nothing is that important to stick around to get beat on, shot at, beat the fuck up. Like, it's never that serious.
AD.
Hey, but hold on for one second, Kevin, before you say something. But Jordan, man, Jordan was talking earlier. Hey, what caused this, Jordan?
What caused it?
What caused domestic violence?
Man, listen, I me and D were talking earlier, and I said, I think when dudes meet a shorty, they got, you know what I'm saying, good box, they be losing it, bro.
They be losing their brain.
I think they be losing it, bro. And don't let these... Man, fellas, do not let these shorties take you off of your purpose.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
I agree. I agree with that for both genders. Don't let nobody take you out your purpose, man or female.
Yeah.
People really have you crashing out over nothing. You think about it. You love this person so much that you're going to beat their ass about it? Huh? That's so backwards. You love me that much that you're going to beat my ass? You cannot tell me that you love me. Like, that doesn't make any sense. This is not funny. I swear to God, domestic violence is not a laughing matter. It's but y'all see how foolish that sounds.
Yeah.
Like, oh, hey. My God, her sex is just so great. I'm gonna beat her the fuck up because that bitch be outside.
Hey, he playing basketball and he still come back in a miniskirt. I know, goddamn, what this motherfucker got no miniskirt on. It's crazy.
It's insane. It's not healthy, and that's a lot of our. It's a lot of the culture now, like the dating culture. That it's like fun to be violent with each other or fun to brag about, like, yeah, I be hemming her ass up, or yeah, I'm finna snatch her ass up. Man, listen, I'm sorry, Jordan gonna say I be in my masculine energy. Don't grab me up, don't snatch me up, don't even remotely think you finna tug on me, because that's not gonna end well. We don't need to be put in those situations. I feel like any person, when physical authority, that's like how Calvin said, if somebody come up to them, they bumping their shoulder and, like, taunting them and stuff. What you gonna do, Calvin?
I'm gonna knock their motherfucking head off their shoulder.
Is he asleep? Don't tell me he's asleep again.
I am not asleep.
I'm getting sick of him falling asleep.
Yeah, I hear you, Joy. Tell me, Uncle.
I am not sleep.
What he say?
He said he's gonna knock the head off the shoulder.
I'm saying you gonna knock their head off their shoulders. So it's not no different now in this day and time. It's not no different for gender. Don't do that to nobody. Women, stop walking up on these men thinking y'all tough, and then when he knock your lights out, now you want to cry. Stop doing that. Stop taunting people. Stop putting your hands in people's face. Stop doing all that shit, because then men be having to have so much restraint. I really be feeling bad for y'all sometimes, because y'all really do be getting picked on for being good guys and not being abusive towards women, to where the women are literally taunting y'all and wanting to get a reaction. Y'all want to see how far I can push you, because I know you're going to snap one day. Hey, why y'all want to do that?
I know we named the show Domestic Violence in the Black Community. Which culture do y'all think have more domestic violence?
White. Mexicans?
White.
That's not funny. I'm dead ass. You ever seen a drunk Mexican dad just go home and beat his wife up? Like, I know plenty of times. It is not pretty. I don't know.
Yeah, can you hear me?
But I think that's just men. I don't even think it's a specific race.
Jordan, can you hear me?
I feel like it's just men in general. Men be just getting upset.
I guess she can't hear me. Yeah.
Can y'all hear Calvin and I can't?
Yeah, we can hear Calvin on.
I can't hear him at all.
Hey guys, we're working on being sponsored by Spectrum, and we will make sure everybody having internet trouble sign up to Spectrum.
Everybody gonna have Spectrum?
I don't really want that bullshit.
We trying to get their sponsorship. No ass up.
I'm sorry, I'll take it back. We love Spectrum. Yay,
just gotta mess up everything.
But listen, I'm just trying to figure out, D, what happened to that nigga that was putting his hands on you? Like, did you end up pressing charges?
What? Are we being serious?
You know he was in the DV, like, you know, domestic violence.
Shut up, Calvin. I'm thinking somebody really put their hands on D. You talking about domestic violence.
I'm still free, right?
Where was you when that nigga was putting his hands on him?
Where was your antenna? This is not funny. Seriously, if anybody is listening, if anybody is listening on the show, seriously, it doesn't matter if you guys don't feel comfortable telling us your name or whatever. People send anonymous letters. Jordan will drop all that information at the end of the show, but it's something to be taken serious. It's not just the "oh, it only happened one time" thing. Like, speak up, speak out, and don't sit in that. Get out of those situations.
Absolutely.
They end up getting worse. And this is coming. Wow, y'all, I'm a domestic abuser. That's really terrible.
What you mean?
Because I put my hands on somebody before.
Wow.
I mean, I learned my lesson. I've been, you know, redeemed by the Lord and everything. I've repented, you know.
Yeah. Can I ask you a question?
Go ahead.
Did he hit you back?
No, which is the more powerful part, and I really respected him for that.
Thank God, because he's better than me.
Yeah, no, seriously. My dad had a very real conversation with me after that whole ordeal, but my dad did have to explain to him, like, you never box a woman in a corner. You never grab a woman up. It puts them, especially women that, like me, that have had to, like, fight, like, my older sister, or, like, fight, period. If I'm boxed into a corner, I go into fight or flight mode. It don't matter who it is. It could be my sister. We damn near 30 now. She boxed me in a corner, we damn near finna fight. I don't care who it is. It's fight or flight mode for me. And I had to, like, see therapy and stuff because of it, but it's just very triggering. Don't grab my arm, grab me up by my arm or nothing like that. And he did that a couple times. And yeah, I'm sorry. I've definitely apologized several times though, because I knew that was not right after the fact. And I just recommended that he not be in this relationship anymore if you continue to do that, because
absolutely,
it's going to be the reaction. Yeah, and also, too, I think oftentimes people don't think that their actions have reactions. Like, women or men, you cannot keep poking a bear and then get mad at the reaction. Yes, the reaction is not correct, but people can only control themselves for so long while being picked at.
I promise you, it's like that, because I'm going through some shit right now. You feel me? At work, and I'm about ready to explode.
You saying your work husband beating you up?
What type of gay shit you on? Let me not say that. I'm sorry. No comments. He be fucking shit up.
What was that? What's up, George? Hey, can you have jumped out for a minute?
Jordan.
The last week giving you sleep. This week, Jordan sleep.
Can I hit me?
Yeah, we get you, Kia.
Okay, sorry.
But my bad, y'all. I'm sleep. What I was finna say.
Sleeping?
Nah, I ain't sleeping. I was trying to get back to my microphone and shit like that.
Oh.
But you know what, bro? People need to stop putting their hands on people. And reality of it is, if you a shorty and you putting your hands on a man, bro, you tripping. And if you a man, you putting your hands on a shorty, you definitely tripping.
I feel like people just ultimately, no matter what gender, you got to keep your hands to yourself. Like I said, you can't poke the bear. So men that constantly be trying to like press their physical authority against women, you cannot do that. Because then when you get hit, now you're looking crazy. Why did you just hit me? Why did you just grab me up? What's wrong with you?
You sure you're just gonna hit your gentleman? Leave.
What?
Don't put up with that.
My thing is for the first blow, leave. My thing.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I agree.
That's what I'm telling any woman, you know what I'm saying? If he said he won't do it again,
oh, he will.
He will do it again. So
same thing with women. I mean, men.
Hey, leave before this.
Leave.
You know.
Leave the first time. Not even the first time. You've been sensed that man or that woman gonna put their hands on you. If they say, "Nigga, I'll knock your head between the washer and dryer," leave. She and means she's gonna do it.
A small advice I got: if you dating him up and he beating that ass. Don't marry him and now you get legal ass whoopers. You know what I'm saying?
D, this is not supposed to be funny.
I'm just keeping it real. You know what I'm saying? Man, come on.
No, but yeah.
A lot of that happens.
Yeah, and sometimes again, it really be when I had a conversation with my therapist, you know, they want to talk about like chemical releases in the brain and stuff like that. Because most of the time people think that, yeah. You go, like, from the outside looking in, if you've never been in a domestic violence situation, they'd be like, you know, you never know how you will react until you're actually in that situation. Because most people feel like, you know, we could work through anything. And it's like, okay, well, I accept my fault in the domestic violence situation. And I accept my fault in the domestic violence situation. So we're going to work it out. But then it happened again. And then it happens again. And then it happens again. So it's not like it'd be super, super bad when it first happened. It'd just be like, okay, we got into a tussle. All right, we had a conversation about it. Let's not do that again. And it just continues at that point and it escalates. Or women oftentimes deal with it because they just be like, oh, that was just one time. I really made him mad. I shouldn't have did this. I shouldn't have did that. And then he wouldn't have hit me. It's like a psychological like game or something. I don't understand it. But for women that do feel like they're stuck in domestic violence situations,
get out.
But it's easier said than done. I totally understand. But get out before it ends up worse, like you end up severely hurt or better yet dead. It can happen, especially with men against women. Or like you said, in this situation that we're talking about, the man got shot. He tried to leave. They already
stay critical out here. Do not stick around.
Nope. Get out ASAP. Or write us. I know for Mommies Are Magic, like if you're a mom, we have resources for situations like that. But only if you're in the Northwest Indiana area. But if you are in other areas, I will try to research resources for you. If you're a domestic violent victim with you and your kids for safe havens and things of that nature. So it's never the last stop shop. Like you always have an option, even if you feel like you don't have family to go to or anybody else to lean on, there's always resources out there for you.
And guys, we all will be together on April the 30th in Gary, my bad, not Gary. Is it Gary or Chicago?
Maryville.
Okay.
Maryville. Yeah, it pretty much is. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so
and I'm very excited about the gang being together to support me. I super appreciate y'all. coming through to do that, it means the world to me, even though I had to harass y'all for the last 2 weeks. But you know, it's okay.
We won't show up.
You said you won't?
I said we was gonna show up. We just weren't gonna eat anything.
It don't matter.
I'm just playing.
Well, I'm like, you wasn't gonna eat nothing for hours? That's just abuse at that point.
We're gonna be there. I was gonna fly into
fly
in Chicago, but I'm gonna drive.
You was gonna fly into, it's only what? It's a 4 hour drive. Cause it's 2 hours from Indy and then 2 hours to Maryville. I appreciate it. Look at you guys making sacrifices for little old me. Well, not Jordan, but D. Wow. Jordan is down the street.
Wow.
But I do appreciate the support. And the team will be, I won't be, because I'm pretty sure I'll be doing other stuff. But the team will be shooting some recorded content at the show. So you guys will be able to hear from some moms from that. And we'll incorporate that probably into a show at a later time. But I'm excited for you guys to have that opportunity.
Yep. Hey, Joy, you want to go ahead and close up? Nobody having Kevin, do you have anything else for me?
Calvin is asleep.
Yeah,
y'all. Y'all too funny. Hey, this has been another episode of the D-Stock Show, baby. Write us an email, DESTARKSSHOW@gmail.com, DStockShow@gmail.com. Drop that hotline, domestic violence hotline. It's 1-800-799-7233. Again, it's 1-800-799-7233. Don't be a victim. Get out of that shit. Working on YouTube. We're working on a couple sponsorships and partnerships for the show. We think you'll appreciate these things. What else? Catch us on Facebook. We also got a Linktree. I believe the Linktree is on the Facebook. So if you want to send us a note, follow the Linktree. You can find all the episodes and all the streaming platforms we're currently on. We are still expanding and growing. We appreciate you guys' support. And we out.
We out.
Hey, what's up? I'm D-Stars with the D-Stars Show, man. We got a good one for you coming up next, man. Stay, keep it locked in right here on iHeartRadio, Spotify, Apple Music, or wherever you get your podcast. But check out this next show of the D-Stars Show.